so nice to see you. Our topic this month is living healed, whole, and healthy, and how we go about that, how we go about remembering that we are whole and healthy and healed already, and how we go about expressing that, and how we go about living it. And now we look around and we see all sorts of inspiration about how to live healed, whole, and healthy, and we actually celebrate that each first Sunday of the month by recognizing the birthdays in the community and remembering that we're all living this life together and celebrating it and loving it. And it's always fun when we get to recognize and appreciate the ways that we're inspired by others who live healed, whole, and healthy, is it not? Do you think so? Well, we have someone who inspires me greatly by living healed, whole, and healthy in many ways and is celebrating a great big birthday. You know, they're all big once we have one. As soon as we have our first birthday and we go, ooh, this is what happens on my birthday. I like this. I like this. It becomes a big thing in our life. But I'd like to acknowledge someone who's having their 94th birthday this week. Jean Kanupke, stand up and let me love you. Oh, he's not going to stand. Whether we're 1, or we're 10, or we're 25, or we're 58, as I am, or 94, as Jean is turning, the life that we're living, the way that we're living, the way that we're allowing the illumination of the divine to express in and through us and as us shows up in our body, shows up in our body and the body of our affairs. That's kind of humbling, isn't it? And yet, it's inspiring as well, because when we look at our body and when we look at our body of our affairs and we say, huh? Or we say, yay! We're really looking at the illumination of the divine. We're really looking at what it means to let go and let God. We're really being able to observe to the degree that I understand that life is happening in me and through me and as me. And that that one cause, that one source, that one power that's back of it all is perfect. It's God. It's what I call God. It's divine mind. It's unconditioned and unconditional love. And it's showing up by means of us. We are the expression of it. And so to the degree that we remember that, to the degree that we allow it to move through us, we experience it. Spirituality, the topic of today. Spirituality is a natural goodness. God is not a person. God is a presence personified in us. Spirituality is not a thing. It is the atmosphere of God's presence, goodness, truth, and beauty. Written by Ernest Holmes, but we can take it on as our own. Spirituality is a natural goodness. And so we come into the atmosphere of spirit. We come into the atmosphere. We bring our awareness present to that which is ever present. And then we abide in its presence. So you may believe in the goodness of God. Yes? Yeah. Believe in the goodness of God? Do you experience it? Yeah. Do you taste it? Feel it, see it, know it? Yes, right? Because isn't it true it's not enough to believe it? I mean, I can believe that $1 million or a bazillion or $1 trillion exists. I can believe that. I can believe it. But do I believe that it exists in my life? Well, not right here. But do I believe in the goodness of God? Yes. Do I believe that it exists in my life? Yes. And to the degree that I believe it, I experience it. To the degree that I remember it and remind myself of it, and in all of the ways that I bring myself present to it, I am reminded of it. So it's worth it to keep remembering that the thing itself is expressing in me and through me and as me. So, why do we believe what we believe? Why do we believe what we believe? Because we trust it. Allow it. Oh, I love it. Sarah Kramer, thank you. Participation gets an A+. Oh, raising hands, I love it. Yes. Yes, experience it. Why do we believe what we believe? Anybody else? I'm sorry? Ooh, we feel it move through us. Yes. And oftentimes it comes from a credible source. Right? We hear an idea. Oh, it's a credible source. I think I'm going to believe it. It feels right. I'm going to believe it. I've seen it. I believe it. We'll come back to that one. There's a great saying that many of us probably believe and have heard before. We are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. Heard it before? Yep. Believe it, kind of? Believe it a lot? A lot? Somewhat? I have more on that to come too. So, who said it? It's Wayne Dyer gets the most prominent credit for it. It was often thought that it was, I can't say his name correctly, but you'll forgive me, Pierre Teilhard de Chardin. He was the first one to receive credit for the remark, but when, quote, investigators went back to look to see who had actually coined the phrase, the closest match they found was a 1988 automobile advertisement. Volkswagen had invited Wayne Dyer to write a letter to the next generation. Yes. In the letter, Wayne Dyer says to the people, to the beings of the future, aimed at the people of the future, can you see yourselves as spiritual beings having a human experience rather than human beings who may be having a spiritual experience? So, if you were that youngster in 1988 reading the ad in the New York Times, or in the Times, it wasn't the New York Times, in the Times, this letter, might you be inspired by a new idea? Might you go, huh? And now at the time, I don't know that Wayne Dyer was such a well-known person. I don't know that he was a credible force. But what made the idea become credible? What made the idea become something more accepted? What made the idea become what we've all heard before and actually probably live by? Oh, do you want me to tell you? Okay. We proved it to ourselves. We took it in. We said, huh, how does this fit into my life? Really? Oh, I don't know, Wayne. That's a new idea for me. And then we said, maybe. Maybe it's possible. Something about it feels good. Something about it feels really yummy. Something about that feels right, that I'm a spiritual being and I'm having a human experience. That explains a lot. Oh. And then we go about forgiving ourselves for all of our human errors. And we remember to let ourselves be illuminated by the power, the presence, the authority of the divine that is within us. In this idea, we can stop looking at effect as cause, which is tempting, right? It's tempting to look out here at all of the things going on in the world, all of the things going on in my body, oh, good grief, and think that that is cause in my life. It's tempting. And yet, because we are metaphysicians who are practicing a principle and proving it to ourselves, not just wishing that somebody else would tell us what is true and then just accepting it blindly, nope. We're actually proving it to ourselves and allowing ourselves to be reminded in the ways that we live our life that I'm a spiritual being having a human experience allows me to show up. And it allows me to step back from the human activity and remember that there's something greater going on. And then the responsibility becomes mine. How do I let that which is infinite, way beyond my words, bigger than I can articulate, how do I let that move through me? I'm just me. How do I do that? It can be very overwhelming. We do it in the very little, tiny ways that we can. We allow ourselves to be moved by it. We trust it. We align with it. So we go into our prayer chair, or we come together in our spiritual community, and we join together in consciousness. We join together in meditation. We join together in prayer. We join together in song. We join together in the activity of truth. And we allow ourselves to be moved from the inside out. We allow ourselves to take guidance from the inside. And we allow ourselves to take that guidance into action in our lives. Now, I know some people, nobody here, some people have made excuses for not doing what is theirs to do because it didn't feel good. I know it's not you guys, but you have friends. You know of whom I'm speaking. And we allow ourselves to stop. We allow ourselves to be defeated in the movement of our life because it doesn't feel good. Now, I'm not talking about doing things that are dangerous. I'm talking about pushing through the struggle. I'm talking about when the going gets tough. It doesn't feel good. Okay, it's not mine. It's not God. I'm talking about those times when there's a call in our heart and it's saying, this is yours. Do this. Or reach out. Touch that person. Have the unmitigated courage to touch. Have the unmitigated courage to be touched. And yeah, it doesn't feel good because it's different. Hasn't been proven yet. It's a new idea, but it's ours. I know sometimes it's tempting to think that because it doesn't feel good, we're supposed to stop. Sometimes that's true. Sometimes. But we need to train ourselves to, when it doesn't feel good, to look within and say, does this not feel good? Because I'm scared? Because this is new? Because this is asking me to let Spirit move through me in a greater way and I haven't done that yet before? Or is this not feeling good because I'm being guided in a different direction? And you know what? Nobody can make that decision for you. Nobody can understand that for you. Nobody can go there for you but yourself. I'm clear about this. Sometimes life, in all of its magnificence and in all of its beauty, requires us to move through that which is difficult. The essence of who I am is love. I express that love in my humanity and in my relationships. The essence of who I am is truth. I express that truth to myself so that I can express it out here. The essence of who I am is joy, so I can allow myself to put on a feather and remember to be lighthearted and to look at things joyfully, looking for the good within it. So how good is your God? Is it good? Is it good? Is your God good? Is it really good? A little good? Did you notice that your God is as good as you say? Yeah. Want a bigger God? Want a greater God? Bigger God? It's yours. But it might require growing. Might require some stretching. Might require stepping into some unknown and being willing to remember that I'm a spiritual being having a human experience. And the way that my humanity shows up around me is how spirit is moving through me. That doesn't ever make spirit wrong, by the way, for the way humanity out here doesn't show up in good ways. That doesn't ever do that. Sometimes life is challenging, and we use discomfort as a cue. New idea? Not necessarily, right? Let us use it as a cue to look within. Where can I expand my awareness of truth? Where can I let go of my judgment and invite someone to rise up? So I had a personal experience with this recently. I had someone in my life who, to all visible signs, had totally cheated on life. Just cheated on life. You know, it just looked like they were just trying to get away with something. Just trying to get away with something. And I could have looked at it and said, oh, no, and fought back immediately and done all of the things that would make me, you know, make it right. But somehow there was an illumination within me that said, wait, be the light. Be the space for this person to rise up. Be the space for this person to do the right thing. It wasn't easy, because all of reality was pointing to all of the reasons why it was never going to happen. Why this was someone trying to manipulate. But you know, I'm a believer. You know this about me, right? I'm a believer in the goodness of life. I'm a believer in the goodness of people. I'm a believer that light will always prevail and that truth will always out itself. I'm a believer. And so I said to myself and those around me, I said, let's be the light. Let's invite this person in mind and in the way that we interact to step up and do the right thing. And do you know? It wasn't hard at all. Everybody wants to do good. Everybody wants to do good. I don't know anyone that wants to do bad. They might have mistaken ideas about what good is, and they might think that in order to get to the good, I got to do this. But everybody wants good. So the gift that we give to humanity, the gift that we give to our relationships, the gift that we give to each other is to be the place where we remember that spirit in all of its magnificence is showing up in and through and as each other. I am a human being. Oh no, I am a spiritual being having a human experience. And so is everyone around me. And then I heard it coined and phrased this way. I am a spiritual being I have to look at it because it's so new to me. I haven't memorized it yet, and I want to. Anybody know it already? You could shout it out. Oh, here it is. I found it. We are spirit in form, having a spiritual experience. We are spirit. We are spirit in form, right? Mm-hmm. Having a spiritual experience. So, how does that change it for me? How does that change it for me? It just reminds me, it takes it a little bit deeper. I am spirit in form because I am the hands, I am the voice, I am the life, the activity, the expression of the divine. No separation there, is there? No separation at all. I am spirit in form, and I am having a spiritual experience. And in my having a spiritual experience, everything that's going on around me and in me and through me is spirit in action. Sounds kind of exciting, isn't it? Albert Einstein said there are only two ways to live life. One as though nothing is a miracle, the other as though everything is a miracle. I can live life knowing that everything is spirit, or I can live life knowing that everything is not spirit. I can live life knowing that I can't, that some is spirit and some isn't spirit. I can't. It's either all spirit or it isn't. I can live my life knowing that everything is spirit. And in that, because life happens from the inside out, from my awareness, from what I know and I believe and I accept and I embody, that's what shows up in my life. I believe everything in life is spirit. How that shows up is that individualization of life in me and through me and as me. So, every day, our proclamation can be, in every occasion where two or more are gathered, we are all children of one living God, one life that permeates without exception, one intelligence that governs all, and most important, every woman, every man, every child, every person who abides in the universe is a significant identity in the universal consciousness. Everyone. Whoever you are, be proud of you. You are a divine idea in the mind of God. You are spirit. You are spirit in form. You are the activity of the divine. And therefore, you are a blessing unto all of life. Look around and behold the Spirit. Behold the Holy Spirit. It's right here, right where we are. We need look no further. It's right here. What a blessing it is to look upon the magnificence of God. Thank you. And so it is.